the
Parashat Tetzaveh.
The parasha of making the big day Aaron, the big day HaKadosh L'Aharon. We'll soon see, as the shir continues, that it's relevant to us as well. That even though, you know, what's it nogeb is manazeh, big day kahuna, big day aharoi, what's the shaykhut to us today? If we understand properly the big day kahuna, what they symbolize, what their tafkid was, then we can understand that it does apply and it is relevant for us today. So let's begin by learning what it says to make big day kodesh. It says in the pasuk, perikov ches, pasuk aleph and pasuk beis, va'ato hakav eleches aroin, hezbonav, va'sisa pasuk beis, va'sisa big day kodesh la'aroin achicha. You should make big day kodesh for Aaron, your brother, lechavod ul sifaras, for honor and glory, for honor and glory, kavod and tifaras. What is the difference between kavod and tifaras? Machiluk, it's the same thing, kavod, tifaras. Why does the pasuk repeat double lashon, lashon kafel, le'inyan echad, lechavod ul sifaras? Now I want to point out that it doesn't even say lechavod ul sifaras. It says lechavod ul sifaras, which connotates mashma. So it's a mamish, two separate things, kavod and tifaras. If you mean to say double lashon, a double vernacular for the same thing, you would say lechavod usifaras, vitifaras. Shnei milim oto kavana, oto davar, koflim bishvil adgasha. Sasayim v'simcha, which hagam, even there the Gra says that each sasa means one thing and simcha means another thing.
When you said utifare or vetifare, what's the difference?
It doesn't, I didn't say uve. Uve is the same thing. Whenever you want to say hadgashas, you want to say tulashonot, you would say lechavod usifaras. But if it says, and even that usually means two different things. But when it says lechavod u lesifaras, u le sifaras, you see, there's two separate things. Truthfully, I saw Rabbeinu Bechaya in his second pshat. Taka learns it's two different things. Lechvayd Hashem u Tifaras Yisrael. Lechvayd Hashem u Letifaras Yisrael. So it's Taka two things.
Who's
that? Rabbeinu Bechaya learns Lechvayd Hashem u Letifaras Yisrael. It's two separate things. Why does he learn like that? Because the mashma'ut, the implication, is lechvayt ulitifaras. Lechvayt ulitifaras. Kipshutai, and Rabbeinu Bechai himself brings this, it's going only on aharei. That's the pashim shah. It's not lechvayt Hashem ulitifaras Yisrael. It's going back on aharei for the covenant tifaras of aharei. So what is the chilik? What is the difference between kavod and tiferes? Lechavod ul sifaras. Another question that has to be asked. If you notice, it speaks about the big day HaKadosh la'aron achicha. Lechavod ul sifaras. What about the begadim of the shar kehanim? What about the big day kohen hedyot? Was that also lechavod ul sifaras? Doesn't say it at all in the pasuk. Lechavod ul sifaras doesn't say it. Right? It only speaks about Aaron. Ve'ela begadim, for also is big day Aaron. The next pasuk gimel. Ve'ela begadim asher yasu. This is all big day kohen gadol. Though, if you look, But also big day kodesh la'aron achicha. In pasuk dalit it sticks in agavurcha aron achicha ulevanav. So does lechavod ulsifares go back on the big day kohen hedyot as well? Is it only big day kohen gadol lechavod ulsifares, or even the big day kohen hedyot of the banav is also lechavod ulsifares? It's not clear in the pasuk. So I found that the Nitziv wants to be Mechadesh, that Enochanami, that Kavadul Tifaris was not Big Day Kayin Hedget. Only Big Day Kayin Gadol was Lechavadul Sifaris. Big Day Kayin Hedget, we find one time that it says Lechavadul Sifaris, and that's in Pasuk Mem. In Pasuk Mem it says, Ulivnei Arin Taseh Kutanois, you have to make shirts and belts. Umigbaot, pasuk mem. Umigbaot, which are hats. Tasu lehem lechavod ulsifaras. Says the Gra. I'm sorry. Says the Nitziv. Shagaka kovim, the hats. Kovim shala koyin hedjit. The hats of the koyin hedjit were lechavod ulsifaras. But the rest of the begadim were not lechavod ulsifaras. Kohen Gadol, everything he wore was lechavod ulsifaras. Kohen Hedyot, only the hats. And he explains, a hat is a sign of honor, respect. Right? Everybody wears a kippah, a yarmulke, and you're wearing a hat, an interesting type of hat. That's a sign of kavod. Mashi yesh lehem kovam yuchad ze kavod. But Yeter Abegodim says the Nitziv of the Kohen Gadol, of the Kohen Hedyot, was not Lechavoyt Ol Sifaris. Ani mitpale al ze. I wonder, it's a tremendous chiddush to me. Because the Rambam writes clearly that the big day, Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot, there was a mitzvah to make it Lechavoyt Ol Sifaris. So you see clearly, if you bring me the Sefer HaMitzvahs, bring it quickly. I'm going to read you the Lashon of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. You have it here? Yeah, but that's a small one. Let's do the big one. Oh, he has it. Okay, he has it. Okay, he has it right here. It says like this. It's Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel. Mitzvah Saseh Lasseh Begadim. No, this is just a kitzer. I need the regular one. I need the regular one. Here, mitzvah saseh, lamed gimel. Here it is. Hu shenitztavu ha-kohanim, not the kohen gadol, mitzvah lamed gimel. Not the kohen gadol, but the kohanim. Lilboish begadim yuchadim l'chavayt ol sifares. V'oz yavdu b'mikdash. Vehu amru yisalav asisa big day kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavod ulsifares v'ezbon of takivil basav kutonais. So the Rambam learns clearly that the kutonis, the shirts that the children wore, was part of the mitzvah of that they should make big day kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavod ulsifares ve'elu hein big day kahuna shmoyne begadim l'kayin gadol ve'arba L'kayin hedyot. Ani mitpalel anitziv, Rabbeinu anitziv, Sefurish halacha, Sefurish Rambam. It's a very nice pshat in the posik. Yafeh mod ba posik. Diuk yafeh mod. Very nice diuk. It's mashma that the hat was l'chavod ulsifaras by the kayin hedyot. But the halacha, the Rambam, you can't ignore that the Rambam says clearly that all the begadim, and it was all nichlal, in v'asu big day kodesh la'aron achicha. So it comes out that we have to learn the big day kayin hedyot, the clothing of the kayin hedyot, was also lechavayt altifart. It's clear. Okay. I'm going to prove this to you as well. If you take a look at Parshas Chukas, when Aaron HaKohen dies, okay? And Aaron HaKoyen dies. So it says that Aaron HaKoyen was supposed to go L'Hor HaHor. He had to go up to the mountain. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off his big day Koyen Gadol. And V'hil Bashtam, and he had to put it on Eliezer. Okay, you have the Pasuk, it's Bamidbar Chav, Pasuk Chav Ches. It says clearly, Vayav Sheit Moish is Aaron is Begodov. Vayav Bishoisim is Elazar Benoi. He puts it on Elazar. And Aaron dies Beroi Shahar. So it comes out that Aaron was undressed. He took off his clothing and he put it on to Eliezer. So Aaron was laying there undressed. So the Ramban asks for a kasha. The Ramban says, so what was he dressed? I mean, what? He took off Aaron HaKohen's clothing and he puts it on Eliezer. Right? He puts it on Eliezer, his son, Elazar, his son. So what happened? Nishar kachahu?
What underwear?
Hunishar kacha arum. So the Rabban gives two terutz. One terutz is he'll be shay tachrichim. He took off the clothing, and he put him on tachrichim. The clothing of the dead person. The second pshat the Rabban says there was a special big day shechina. Special clothing and pes Hashem. משהו פסיכרייס, המקובלים פה יבינו את מה, אני לא מבין מה זה, אבל יש משהו, big day שכינה. That was underneath the clothing of the big day Kohen Gadol, אז ממילא כשהוא הלביש אותו, כשפשט אותו את הבגדים, and he took off the clothing, he was left with this clothing of big day שכינה. מה שזה, what it is, I don't know, we'll leave it for the מקובלים a different time. Nagel in Yaneinu, that Mr. Medrash already asked this kasha. This Chazal already asked this question. The Medrash says, what happened? He took off his clothing, so he's left without clothing. Answers the Medrash, he didn't take off all eight clothing because Allah's already had four of the Kohen Hedjit. The Kohen Gadol's eight is the four regular and four different special. So you didn't have to take off all eight, the Michnasayim and the Katsoinis, you don't have to do that. So he was left with the regular four. So he was dressed. He only took off the four, which is added to Big Day Kohen Gadol. That's what the Medrash says. Very interesting Medrash. Okay. So it's true that he took off the Big Day Kohen Gadol, but you don't have to take off all eight. As long as you took off four of the Kohen Gadol, you can add it to the four that Allah's already had. And now Allah's is the Kohen Gadol with eight begadim. My hezber. What's the hezber? I hold the pshat is very pashut. There's an interesting gemara halacha. If a Kohen Hedjit does the avodah during the year, regular avodah, with the big day Kohen Gadol, is it kosher? Is the avodah kshera? Harei asula lil bosh big day Kohen Gadol, utzich lil bosh big day Kohen Hedjit. As ma haloche, what's the haloche if he does wear it? So the Gemara, the haloche paskins, that avodosoi psula. Not because he's wearing the wrong clothing, but because he's called a yitur, there's two things. There's mechusar begadim, that he's not wearing the clothing of the kohen. And then there's a gemara, halacha, yitur. You're not allowed to wear extra clothing. So the gemara says the psul is not choyser begadim, that he's missing his big day kohen hedjit, but rather the psul is yitur, that he's wearing four more than he's supposed to wear. It's not baltais. It's yitur begadim in the avodah. He has to wear four, and he's wearing the eight, and he's not supposed to be wearing it.
So avodah is kshera?
No. It's psula, but for two, it could have been for two reasons. For one reason, it could have been because of mechusar. He's not wearing his clothing. He's wearing the big day kohen gadol. The other reason the Gemara said, the other reason that could be is because it's yitur. It's extra clothing. The Gemara says it's yitur. Not choyser, but yitur. Says the Mikdash Dabu. Now, who's the Mikdash Dabu? When you learn Kachim, there are certain classic svarim, and one of them is the Mikdash David. Who was the Mikdash David? The Mikdash David, his name was Reb David Rappaport. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva of Reb Elchanan Wasserman. He said a shir. I think he was killed during the Nazis, could be. But Reb Elchanan said about him that his Sefer was written Beruach HaKadosh. That's what he said about him. Because there's not one extra word in the whole Sefer. The Sefer was written exactly, perfect. There's not an extra word. There's no yitur and chaser. Not missing anything. It's not added anything. Rabbi Chanan said only Beruach HaKadosh could write a Sefer like that. So it's a very classic piece of work when you learn Kachim about Parshas Truma. So there, in his Sefer, he explains the Gemara and he asks the following question. Is the Big Day Kayin Hedyet and Big Day Kohen Gadol basically the same, just this is four, and then there's plus another four. The Kohen Hedyot's clothing is four, and the Kohen Gadol's is plus four. On top of that, four more. Or the Big Day Kohen Hedyot is one thing, and the Big Day Kohen Gadol is another thing completely. So it's not on top of the four of the Kohen Hedyot, you add on four fancier, right? It's Kohen Hedyot's clothing and Kohen Gadol. So he says, according to this, he understands the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that you're missing the clothing by wearing the Kohen Gadol's clothing. But what is it? You're wearing extra clothing. So you see that it's four
more.
Right? Four more. This is what the Mikdash David explains. Okay? That the halacha, from the fact that the Gemara says that you're chayiv, that you're responsible for adding clothing, instead of saying that you're responsible for not wearing Kohen Hedyot's clothing, the implication is what? That it's chaser. I'm sorry, that it's four extra. It's extra on top of the Kohen Hedyot's clothing.
Okay.
According to this, I understand the Medrash. Medrash is saying that he took off Big Day Kohen Gadol. Did he have to take off all eight? Mm-hmm. Or he was able to take off four and to add it to Elazar's four? That's the pshat. Because since the four of the Kohen Hedyot is the basic, and the Kohen Gadol's eight is actually just added to the four of the Kohen Hedyot, so there was no problem for Elazar to wear the four that he already had as a Kohen Hedyot. Good? I'm explaining nice pshat in the Medrash?
Yeah, beautiful.
What do I have from this? So when it says that the eight clothing of the Kohen Gadol's L'chavoy Dol Sifares, and included in that is the four of the Kohen Hedyot, because the eight of the Kohen Gadol is four of the Kohen Hedyot plus four of the Kohen Gadol. So L'chavoy Dol Sifares must be what? On the clothing of the Kohen Hedyot as well, the four of the Kohen Hedyot, right? Chav Lo Sifaris is going back on the Kohen Gadol's clothes, and the Kohen Gadol's, and that's the Rambam. And the Kohen Gadol's clothing is what? It's the four on top of the Kohen Hedyot's. So the four of the Kohen Hedyot's must also be what? Lechavayd Ol Sifaris. I don't understand what Rabbi saying. What is the L'chavod El Sifaris in the four clothes of the Kohen Hedyot? It's underwear and a shirt. That's all it is. What is it?
The head, the belt.
So the hat, maybe the hat. Huh?
Four.
The Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot is wearing four simple clothing. White underwear and a white undershirt. What kind of L'chavod Sifar? Bishlam, the Kohen Gadol, Rabbeinu B'chaya writes, he was wearing gold and beautiful, and that's how The Kohen Gadol looked, the Rabbi Bechaya says, the Kohen Gadol looked like a melech in his time. The way the melech would look in the times of the Kohen Gadol, that's how the Kohen Gadol looked. You know, a beautiful gold crown and a tzitz, right? And a choshen and a breastplate. Amish, he looked like a king. But the Kohen Hedyot wore plain white clothing. A white shirt and a white undershirt and a white underpants. What is the Chavidul Sifaris? So the truth is, maybe he looks different than everybody else. Maybe the Chavidul Sifaris is that he looks different. He's dressed different. When you dress differently than everybody else, it demands respect. Maybe. You don't need a Talmud Chacham that has to wear special, beautiful clothing. No. He wears clothing which is different than everybody else. For example, the same jacket that the person wears, but he wears it differently by wearing it long. So that itself was L'chava Yitkavad HaTayr. Or maybe you have to be like Rav Avi Yosef, that you have to wear gold and a fancy hat and a whole outfit. It's a different type of kavod atayra, right? It's a whole different shita of kavod atayra, right? Maybe l'chavi taka means it has to be beautiful and it has to be standing out as something, you know, glorious and special. Or the pshat is, as long as it's different than everybody else, then it's l'chavid l'sifaris. So even though the Kohen Hedyot is wearing four clothing, which is simple. It was simple white undergarments, so to speak. Yet, but it's not what everybody else wore. So, Mela, that's the Lechavid Osifaris. Abai, so you hear the first terence that we're saying?
Yeah.
We're asking a simple question. We've established that Lechavid Osifaris refers to the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, as well as the Big Day Kohen Gadol. So, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, I understand, like Rabbi Bechaya says, his clothing was that of royalty. He looked like a king, the Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen Hedyot is wearing simple clothing. The only difference that might be a little bit, you know, special, a little royal, a little bit honorable, is the hat that he wore, maybe, like the Netziv says. But everything else was plain white garments. Where is the Lechavdol Sifar? So we're explaining that maybe that it's different than everybody else. Fact that it's different and it stands out, that itself demands a special awe and respect. He's not like everybody else. You look at Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that L'chavdol Sifaris, like a king, right? Truthfully, the Chinuch doesn't explain L'chavdol Sifaris like a king. The Chinuch says a different pshat in the Kavod Sifaris and in the pshat, the understanding, the reasoning behind Big Day Kohen Gadol. Says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Tes, Mishrashi HaMitzvah HaYisoyid HaKavu Lanu. The famous rule, Ki Adam Nifal Lefi Pu'ulaysav. A person follows his actions. He gets drawn by the actions that he does, and his Machshava follows that as well. Bashliach HaMechaper, the shliach, that's mechaper, which means the kayin who's going to be mechaper, to forgive, to bring karbanis. Sarich lahaspis kol machshavtoi. He has to catch all his thoughts. He has to grab all his thoughts and put it into the avoda. You know, a person is thinking. It's very hard to be completely immersed in thought in something. Your mind wanders a little bit. So the Kohen needed full concentration on the Avoda, full. He had to catch his mind and have tremendous shlita, tremendous a hold on his thoughts, that they shouldn't sway, they shouldn't go away from the Avoda. Al-Kain, therefore, royis lislabesh begadim yuchadim eleha. Therefore, you need special clothing when you do the Avoda. So again, Rabbeinu Bechai tells us they were clothing of splendor, of glory, of glamour. It's not what it says in the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that they were special clothing, unique for the job at hand. Now, how are they unique? Says the Chinuch. Shekishistakel b'chol makim shebegufay. That when he would look at any place in his body, miyad ye nisker, he'll right away remember, umisoyrer, and he'll become awakened in his heart, lifnei mihu oyveit. Who is he doing the avodah for? Mizeh ke'ein tefillin. And it's something like the idea of tefillin, shenitztavu ha'koyla niach b'ktsas ha'guf, to put it on the corners of the body, which is of course the head, the corner of the head, shiyei lezichrei machsheves hechsher. That you should have kosher thoughts. And even though the kohen wore tefillin also, because he was so big, he needed what? And he was doing such a big avodah, he needed more than just plain tefillin, concentration. So he doesn't say that they were clothing of splendor, of glory, but they were clothing which were ma'oirer, awakened thought in front of who I stand. Who do I represent? I represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, it's called what? L'chavod ul'sifaras. L'chavod ul'sifaras, glory and glamorous things are reminding you that you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite. You would come and say that it should be not so glorious and not so glamorous. It should be humble. L'chavod Hashem, it has to be in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I could come and say, yes, like Rabbeinu Bechai says, L'chvayid Hashem, yes, let's go make beautiful, like a base medrash, right? Kabid Hashem mehoincha, a person's supposed to glorify the mitzvahs because you're glorifying the Rabbeinu Shlem through it. Fine. Hidr mitzvah, fine. But if the idea is that the kohen should take from the clothing lessons that he's oymed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how does it fit in with the idea of l'chavod ul'sifaras? Yet, the big day kohen hedyot, on the other hand, fit into that properly. Fits in very nicely. Because they wore humble clothing, which is plain white clothing. Right? When a person comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to shul, he wears a plain white kittel. It's very much like what the Kohen Hedyot wore. Their clothing, which represents humble, it represents, even when a person dies, he puts tachrichim, it's white, it's humble. Kohen Hedyot's clothing, I understand in the Chinuch. But how does the Kohen Gadol's clothing fit according to the Chinuch? So we have a very interesting question. How does the Kohen Hedyot's clothing fit according to Rabbeinu Bechaya's understanding of the clothing? If it's supposed to be royalty, the Kohen Hedyot's clothing is not royalty. And how are we to understand the Kohen Gadol's clothing with the Hesber, with the explanation of the Chinuch? That it's supposed to make the person humble and realize in who, in front of who he's talking to. So fakert, the less jewelry and the less beautiful, and it shouldn't have been so much in style like the rest of the kings. He was the most stylish person around, the Kohen Gadol. You know that? The Kohen Gadol, you ever see, you want to look at a king. Why do you want to look at a king? You want to see the jewelry that he wears, right? The lavish. You ever see in Morocco, they still have a king. He walks around, it's like a whole show to look at him. Right? It's a whole thing to look at the way he goes with his entourage, with his jewelry and his... The Kohen Gadol was the same thing according to Rabbeinu Bechai. He was a show of splendor, of glory, of rich. Why is it that the L'chavod ul'sifaras, if the idea is that he should do the avodah and he should be humbled and realize in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's doing the avodah. To answer this question, I think we have to give an introduction. I want to introduce to you a Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah says a very interesting thing. this week's parsha. Everybody knows the Rashi, it's famous, Rashi quotes it, it's a Chazal, why Aaron HaKohen was zoicha to the Choshen, to the breastplate. Rashi says, Halev shesomach b'gdulas achiv, the heart was happy for his brother, that his brother became the king, so to speak, that he was the leader of Klal Yisrael, chosen to take the people out of Mitzrayim. He was happy, Aaron, he wasn't jealous. They gave him the kishute halev, the ornaments of the heart. Everybody knows this, right? What's a little less known is why he was zoiche to bigdei kahuna. There's a medrash about that also. Chazal identified to us and revealed to us in what schus, in what merit, did Aaron merit to wear bigdei kahuna. Gadol l'chavad l'sifaris. Now it's going to be a big chiddush to you. What I'm going to say, this medrash is a tremendous chiddush. And that is, that everybody thinks Aaron HaKohen was an ish chesed, was a man of chesed. Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was Terah. We're going to learn that actually Aaron HaKohen was a tremendous, tremendous Loimei Terah. We're going to learn this as well. There's a very famous Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says, Tumecha v'urecha d'urim v'tumim l'ish chasidecha, because Aaron HaKohen was a chesed. He was full of chesed. Chasidecha doesn't mean chosid, righteous, but the Sfas Emes learns chasidecha is miloshen chesed. And he explains with this a gewaldige chazal. A pasuk, excuse me. The pasuk says, "Kechasin yichayhein per," like a chasin, yichayhein, koyhein, per of glory. Why is Aaron a koyin compared to a chasin? Kechasin yichayhein per. So the truth is, a chasin also is daim lemelech, and he walks around, and he's right, and he's on his high horse, so to speak. So kechasin yichayhein. The Kohen also, with pear, with glory. The Chosin is carried on a pedestal. The Chosin, so too the Kohen, says the Sfas Emes, it's in this week's parasha. He says, a Moiridik Yisai. He says, when we talk about a Kala, Beis Shammai says, Kala Kemoshihi. Give her the titles that she is. Whatever. She's nice, you say she's nice. If she's a little grumpy, say she's grumpy, but I don't overdo it. Okay, don't exaggerate. Beis Hillel says, Kale Noe Chasuda. Says the Sfas Emes, Chasuda there too means chesed. It doesn't mean chosid. She doesn't have to learn Mesillas Yesharim, even though today in the Beis Yankivs, in the seminars, they're convinced that the girls have to learn Mesillas Yesharim. And they have to be chassidim and anshei maisa and lomdim and talmid chachamim, I don't know, and whatnot. Says the Sfas Emes, there it means as well, chasuda, chesed. What about the chosin? How come we don't discuss the chosin? How come it's always the kal is this and the kal is that? What about the chosin? How come there's no machloikis, beisham and beisul, what to say about the chosin? Well, that's a good question, huh? How come in the Chazal, the truth is when a guy gets up at a Sheva Brachas, he gets up and he talks about the great Shvachim of the Chasin. In Chazal, we don't find that. We don't find that you get up, you talk about a Chasin at all. We find that you get up and talk about the Kala. Why don't we talk about the Chasin? Says the Sfas Emes Gevaldik. There is no Machloikis Bisham Beis Hillel. A Chasin is definitely Chasud. It's about Chesed. It's about giving. The yisoid of a chosin is to be a giver. In the marriage, it's about giving. So he says, less man de polik, says the Sfas Emes. Nobody would argue. It's not a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel. Chesed. You gotta be full of chesed when you go into your marriage.
And not the wife.
At the wife.
Automatically.
I don't know, it's not a question of automatic. The wife grad is doing chesed. But I don't know if it's, she could be a mekabel also. She could accept. Husband has to be leading, giving, giving, giving. The wife could accept. Accept from the love. Accept from the chesed. The man has to constantly be a giver. That's what this Fasemna says. Now, I don't want to discuss it so much in the concept of marriage, because that's not the discussion for today.
Is it today?
I see, that's what I say. I don't want to go into the marriage part of this. I don't want to go. I didn't want to do this. You see, this is not a marriage seminar. What it is to try to bring out kechosin hichayin per. Because the kohen is a giver. The kohen is about chesed, says this Fasemna. He has to be mechaper. He has to service Klal Yisrael. That's what the kohen is there for. Aaron was ayev shalom v'roidev shalom. He was a giver to Klal Yisrael. He did for Klal Yisrael. Memeila tumecha v'orecha leish chasidecha chesed. Aaron was chesed, the mid of chesed. So everybody knows this. I don't know if they know the Sfas Emes. I don't know if you like this type of Torah from the Sfas Emes. Some people don't even like this whole style of learning. It's not relevant to me. What is relevant to me is I don't think anybody, when we talk about Aaron HaKohen, doesn't right away come to think Aaron was about Chesed. Aaron was Lev Toiv, Chesed. Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody says Moshe Rabbeinu was stronger, Midas Hadid, but yet he was Torah. Now we're going to learn a little different. The Medrash says, why was Aaron HaKohen Zoicha to the Big Day Kahuna? Where's he going? What happened?
Low is not.
Oh, okay. Why was Aaron HaKohen Zoicha to the Big Day Kahuna, says the Medrash? Because he was Miyageya in Torah. Kovoy Chachomim Yinchalu. You know who gets covered? Chacham. Tamid Chacham get covered. You're Miyageya in Torah? You toil in Torah, you get covered. Aaron HaKohen toiled in Torah. Like it says, Toiras Emes Hoysa Befiyu Ba'avol Leinimtza Besfasav Zu Aaron. Chazal say it refers to Aaron. And that Toiras Emes, the Torah of truth, was in his mouth. So he was miyageya. He toiled in Torah. And since he toiled in Torah, what? Therefore what? He was zoicha l'chavoid. Kovar ha-Torah. L'chavoid l'sifaris. Kovoid chachamim yinchalu. As a matter of fact, on the bottom, the Yafei Torah really asks, wait a minute. So why did Moshe get the Big Day Kahuna? He was the Torah. Miyageya in Torah. He was the symbol of toiling in Torah. He asks it, which means that he understood already the contrast, that everybody thinks that Aaron is the Chesed and Moshe is the Torah. And here we're learning that the Big Day covered. As a matter of fact, when Moshe did the Avoid as the Kohen Gadol for the 7 days of the Yemei HaMiluim, he didn't do the Avoid with Big Day Kahuna. There wasn't special clothing. L'chavad il sifaris. Yet, Aaron got it because he was miyageya in Torah. And not Moshe. Which we'll have to explain maybe a different time. Why Moshe Taka did not get it. It's a nice question. If a Torah wants to say, well, Lamaisi, he was chosen to be kind godless. So therefore it was given to him. So it's like Zev Zegar. He was the Kohen Gadol. And why we get Big Day Kavil Sifaris? Because he was Miyagei and Torah.
How is that with the kosher?
Huh?
How is that with the kosher?
It's a discussion for a different time. Discussion for a different time was my, it was Haras Heter, the 7 days. He wasn't a Kohen. It's a long conversation. Point being that here we're learning a new avenue that most people don't know. It's a whole new thing. People think Baisha was tyrant and Aaron was Ayyav Shalom and Ayyav Shalom. He was the goody. You see from the Chazal that Aaron HaKohen was Miyageya. He toiled in Torah. And therefore he was Zoicha, the Big Day Kuna. And how do we know this? Toiras emes hoisa befiyat. So two questions. Why does it discuss and why it doesn't emphasize yigiyah? Learning of Torah, no? Kavod chacham yichal. If you're Talmud chacham, it has to be yigiyah. It's true that only through yigiyah you get there. But at the end of the day, the reason why you get the kavod is because you're a ben Torah, you're learning Torah, you know Torah. Why does the Medrash emphasize the fact that he was miyageya, the fact that he toiled in Torah? What is the connection between toiling in Torah, miyageya b'Torah, the kavod chacham yichalu that he gets kavod? If you want to say he was a Talmud chacham, you want to say he was learning Torah, just say she'asak b'Torah, lama Torah. You see that the yigiyah, it's the toiling, that itself brings about that you deserve l'chavod el sifaras. My second question is, why is it based on Torah's emes? Where do you see in the word emes that it was yigiyas haTorah? Torah's emes. Oh, you see that Aaron HaKohen toiled in Torah. It says Torah's emes hoisa b'fiyu. So maybe you could say, Pashit, that the only way a person could come to know Torah's emes is through Yigiyah. You could be brilliant. You could have all the kishrei, all the capability in the world. And you could even sit and learn. But if you don't toil in learning, your Torah might be interesting, might be nice, but it's not emes. To reach the true pshat and what the Torah means, chayav yigiyah satayra. You need to give us a Torah. So maybe the Torah's emes, hoisa b'fiyu, emes connotates that he was miyageya, because only through yigiyah could one reach Torah's emes. Maybe that's the pshat, right? Mm-hmm. But we still don't have a pshat. Why dafka yigiyah satayra? Why dafka yigiyah satayra brings about that you should get kavod atayra? Chovidul Sifaris comes because you're Miyageya in Torah. What's wrong if you learned? What's wrong if you know? Yigiyah. Toiled in Torah. So Rabbi said, let me tell you what I think the Pshat is. I found an unbelievable Maral. The Maral, Nesiva Sailam, Amud Mem Vav. He quotes this Pasuk, Kavoid. Chachamim yinchalu. Betzayin aloymar. Roi ala chachamim ha'oiskin b'teira. Those that are oisik in Torah. Also, he discusses the asik, the one that's oil. He's learning. He's involved in Torah. He deserves kavod. Why does he deserve kavod? V'chol ze ki ha'kavod misyaches el ashehu rochik min ha'chaymri. A person is removed from Chaymer, from Olam Hazeh, from physical enjoyments, he deserves kavod. He deserves honor. Ki haChaymer hu bal gnus v'cherpa. Chaymer, physical, brings about gnus. It's not respected. Ki mitzad haChaymer nimtzaz nus, because all lower activities come from that. Right? If a person is a baltaiva, what's going to happen? He's going to do gnevens, nus, baltaiva. But if someone's removed from that, he's removed from the taiva. So which means is seichel, not taiva. The spiritual, the mind, wins over his body, so to speak. See, he's nivdol min ha-chaymer. Hu ha-kavod. That is kavod. You know, people think kavod is something that you give somebody. Right? Kavod is something that you mechabed him. Right? You're giving him honor. You come to a dinner, they tell you, stand up, and everybody starts to clap for you, and now you're kavod, right? You're an ish mechubad. Okay? Rabbi said, kavod isn't something that somebody shows you. Kavod is a trait within a person. It's a madrega. Rabbi Nishlem is called Melech HaKavod. Tzu Sharm Rasheichem. Vinasu Pischa Yoylam V'yavoy Melech HaKavod. It's a Shem Dover. It's an essence. It's not that people respect him. He is Kavod. He is. Why? Because it's Kulei Ruchni. It emanates from himself. Because Ruchni, it's all spiritual. There's nothing Gashmi, personal. There's no taiva. He's Melech HaKavod. Kavod is a Shem Dover. You hear it? It's very good. And he says, now the truth is, I see that in brackets, the morale. He says that Asay Menachaymer, who HaKavod? So in brackets, says Asher Loi HaKavod. So I don't know who put in the Asher Loi, where it comes from. I'm not sure exactly. But you see that he's trying to say more than just Asher Loi, that he'll get it. That is Kavod. Kavod is its essence of the person. Ulufikach. Roi Line Kavod B'Chacham. That's why we have Kavod Chacham. Acha Omra Toira. Now listen to the Maral Zachap. Do you only get up for a Talmud Chacham? Or do you get up for a Zakin as well? They say Gatakum, right? Ladarta Pnei Zakin. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says even a guy, Zakin Aramoy, you have to get up for a guy, a Zakin. Rashi says, even a guy, an older person, you get up for him, you have to stand up for respect. Rashi says the reason is because Kama Harpatakoyas of our Olav, man of experience, of wisdom. He went through life, so he has experiences that you don't have. Therefore, you respect him for his wisdom. And that's why he's called Zakin, because Zakin is Zeshekan Chachmo, he also has a wisdom.
Is that older than you, or is that like set over 7 years?
Talk to halacha a little bit afterwards. The point is, when it is over 70. But when a person reaches the age of zikna, says Rashi, he's wise. So chachma and wisdom, life is also wisdom. I had a rebbe used to say, I went to college, but life is the best college. You know, life itself teaches you more than any other college could teach you. All right, so this guy, who's a Zakein, had many degrees in college, so to speak, of learning. The Maral doesn't learn like that. The Maral says, the reason why you have to be mechabed a Zakein, because as he gets older, his gashmius becomes less and less. He becomes separated from the gashmi, little by little. And as he gets older, his bodily taivis and functions start to go. And since kavod is when you're disattached from taiva, so therefore you have to mechabit, says the Maral, even a zakein, an older person. Yeah? Because of this yisoid. He establishes a yisoid that the reason why we're mechabit, a person, has to do with the chaymer and the sichli and the ruchni. So the moment that he separates himself from the gashmius, that's already why he deserves kavod. So therefore, even a goy, he doesn't speak about a goy, but even a zakein, a regular zakein, as he gets old, I'll read you the lashon, shaseva, the older person, ibnei ziknusai mesulik min agashmi, hachurmi la'esik nasai, he starts to separate himself from all, you know, he doesn't have the same taivus anymore. That's why he needs kavod. I once told this over to you from the Grub, by the way.
That's why he needs kavod, or that's why he is kavod?
He deserves kavod, and then we're going to speak about why he needs kavod. We're going to get to that in a minute. The Grub learns, a very famous Grub, the Grub says, if you notice, that as people get older, the kavod taiva becomes stronger. A younger guy, give me a car, give me a chveg money. As he gets old, the only thing he gets upset about, don't sit in my seat in the shul. You know, if your young kid comes and takes away his chair, you know. The grandchildren didn't give him a sandakayas by the thing, and the whole world turns upside down, right? Why is it that as the taivas, oilam hazeh, get less, the taivas hakovid gets more? Says the Gra. Because don't forget, kovid is a taiva ruchni, it's not a taiva gashmi. So as he gets closer to death, which means that the gashmis of the person gets less and less, he's starting to become more and more spiritual, and then the taiva of kovid takes over. That's when the taiva of kovid sets in, stronger and more. So you see, it's an interesting point that the kovid is about, it has to do with, what's the right word I'm looking for? It's dependent on the balance of Choymer and Gashmi. The less Gashmi is, the more Ruchni. And that's why we find Talmidei Chachamim who have no Gashmi. It's the sitting and learning.
Right.
They fight over Kavod.
They do?
Sure. Unfortunate. Okay. Unfortunate. Kavod is Taivas Chacham. That's what it is. Why? Because the moment the gashmis is less, then the kavod is more. It's more kavod. Kavod has to do with less gashmis. You know, a guy that lives in his world of gashmis couldn't care less what you think about him. Couldn't care less. You go over to a guy and tell him, you know, I don't think you're a nice guy. So, thanks. He couldn't care less. It doesn't bother him. Why? Because he's so into his gashmis, he doesn't need kavod. Kavod has to do with sichli. It's a different type of ish. Oh. So now we learned that kavod has to do with havdalah, the separation from gashmi to ruchni. The Maral in Chiddushi HaGadis, Chelek Aleph Omer Gimel, explains that's why there's halach of kavod Shabbos. You know, there's a din that you have to mechabed the Shabbos. What is kavod? Why is Shabbos a day of kavod, of honor? Says the Maral, because since kavod is based on the fact that it's separated from the gashmi, Shabbos is that day. Shabbos is a day where we don't go to work. Shabbos is a day that we stay away from the whole world, and we're involved in yanim ruchniim. So therefore, Shabbos is a day which demands kavod. That's the union of kavod Shabbos, as the Maral, the Chiddushi HaGadis. I was thinking to myself, it says in the pasuk, "V'kibadetoi mi'asois drachecha." You should respect it from doing your ways. So how do you learn the pasuk? You learn the pasuk pashit, that's how you respect the day. V'kibadetoi, how do you give respect to Shabbos? Mi'asois drachecha, from doing your weekly needs, showing that it's a separate day. Right? That's the Pashup Shah, Viki Badatoy. How do you respect it? Not to do what you're supposed to do during the week, and therefore you show that Shabbos is special. Well, maybe it's not saying that that's how you respect it, but Viki Badatoy, you should taka adhere to its covenant by not making it a choyl. The kavod of Shabbos, it is in itself kavod. Because it's a day that's ruchni and not gashmi. So v'chibadetoy, how do you respect? Not that you do something externally to respect it. You protect the kavod of Shabbos. Me'asois drachecha. Because the truth is, if you notice the Lashon, it doesn't say v'chibadetoy and don't do drachecha. Tell me, let's discuss. Does it say the kibadetoy by not doing, by doing something, by not? It should say the kibadetoy loy tasa melachtecha. The kibadetoy may from doing. You should respect it from doing. What does that mean? Well, you want to say respect it. So you say you do something by respecting it. Don't do work on Shabbos. But it says v'chibadetoy from doing. Respect it from doing. And the answer is because Shabbos is kavoy be'etzem. Shabbos is kavoy be'etzem. So how do you respect the Shabbos? By protecting the respect that Shabbos demands, that Shabbos requires, that Shabbos entails, by not doing malacha. You understand what I'm saying? It's beautiful. How come I'm looking out at a group of people who heard a pshat like this and they're just looking at me as if I'm like a Barack Obama just lying to you about that nonsense. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The Dibanu put your fellow, it's a nifle. Lo katu v'kibadetoy v'lo taseh v'kibadetoy me'asot. What does that mean? And the answer is because the covet is by keeping the covet of Shabbos, by protecting it from doing drachecha. By you not doing drachecha, that is the covet of Shabbos. Not that that's a way on how to be mechaved the Shabbos. You understood? Okay. I'm going to show you that covet is not an external, but rather the covet is the internal essence. The internal essence of the thing itself. You don't need to get respect from others to be an ish nichbad, to be a respectable person. And I'll prove it to you from the Megillah. You ready? You know, Achashverosh made a very big party. Beharoisai, es oisher, kevoy de malchusai. The esyakar, tiferes gdulasa. So, first of all, you see right away a difference between kavod and tiferes. Mamish, everything that we spoke in the beginning of this year, you see clearly it's two separate things. Okay. But what does it say? Beharoisai es oisher. Kvoid Malchusai. Does it say Baharoisai es Kvoid Oisher Malchusai? Is it the covet of his Oisher? It says the Oisher of his covet Malchusai. By Haman, what does it say by Haman? He went by Saper Haman Lazarish Istoi es Kvoid Oisheroi. Rabbi says, Zechidush Hayom Chidashti. On my way here to yeshiva, this is special for you, in the car. It's something new, I never thought about it. A new ha'or in the pasuk. I was thinking about the pasuk. I was right away trying to think, yikar, gedula, kavoy, let me go to the Megillah. And it dawned on me. It's a chidush fresh out of the oven, rabbis. Okay? Oysher, kavoy malchusay. Masheke by Haman it says is kvoid oishroi. What's the difference? Malchus is kavod. So there was an oisher kvoid malchusa. Haman, his whole kavod was he was a rich guy. That's all it was. Be'etzem haya ish mivuze v'nivze. Now Achashverosh also was an ish mivuze v'nivze, but the Malchus. Malchus was Kvoid Malchusai. There's a covet to Malchus. So there's an Oisher to Kvoid Malchusai. Masha'en came. Haman, it's Oisher, Kvoid Oisher. That's all it is. It's covet based on riches. By a Melech, it's not covet based on his Oisher. It's covet on Malchus. It's essence of Malchus is covet. Then there's Oisher of Kvoid Malchusai. What do you say? Nice. Very nice, huh? Beautiful, huh? Okay. Now I understand. You hear Rabbi Isai? You hear? Aaron HaKoyim was Zaycha. To Big Day Kahuna Lechavay Dol Sifaris. Why? Because he was Miyageya in Torah. Do you know what the mile of Yegiyas HaTorah is? What's the mile of Yegiyas HaTorah? Yegiyas HaTorah is not the Torah, but it's the way you learn the Torah. Pas b'melech toichal, umayim b'msur tishte, v'alo oritz tishon, v'chayi tzar tichye, u'batoyra ato. When you don't have kashmius, what does the Maral tell me? That's covered chacham v'inchalu. Chazal were madgish, they emphasized the yegiya satir. It's not just the lima, it's not the yediyah, it's the yegiya. And that's why which pasuk is used? Tairas emes hoisa b'fiyu. What's tairas emes?
No?
Emes is without external pleasures, without external motivations. It's Torah, Hashem, HaTorah. Yegiyah and Amel HaTorah. Torah is Emes Hoysa B'fiyu. It's just about Torah. That's all it is. Torah is Emes Hoysa B'fiyu. And this is the reason why he was Zoychet to the Big Diku. Now we can go back to explain. What was L'chavad El-Sifaris in the Big Dekoyin Hedget? I ask you a simple question. What's up? What's covered Tifaris and the Big Day Kain Hedget? What is it? Tell me. What was the Big Day Kain Hedget? No? Simple. White. There was no Gashmius. It was all about Lifnei Hashem, just showing that you're in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. Muvdal from Chaimer. Moved from Chaimer. There was no style. Was there a special style? Was it in style, the Big Day Kain Hedget? Probably not. Was it, what do you call that, Fruit of the Loom or BVD? Which did it have on it? An alligator? What did it have on it? It was just plain, simple, white clothing. Covering the Sepharis. Only Chaimer. There was nothing chumrius in it. See, we have a very bad concept of kavod u'sifaris. We don't know what it is, b'chlal. We think, you know, external, lavish.
Only Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol was special, fine. You have to be on top. But the ikir four clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the whites, the regulars, were also l'chavod u'sifaris. Because kavod sifaris means moved down from the Gashmi. Plain, simple, beautiful. Plain, simple, beautiful. You know, I have to tell you this. I have to tell you. Forgive me if it sounds vulgar. This will bring out my point. I was once visiting Gas. I was once visiting a student of mine that has an office. Talmud, he has an office. In the office, they have a big screen, a TV screen, yeah? My high, I asked him, well, why do you have a bit? They told me they have to know the stocks up and down, so supposedly it's for the stocks. When I came in, it wasn't the stocks that were on. There was a big football, not a football, but a soccer game. There was between the Chveis America with the Chveis Nachapar, Shchayrim, and Shratzim. They were watching that. Okay. So I asked him, how are the stocks, what you're betting on it? How do the stocks have something to do with the soccer game? It was like a big soccer game. It was an upset. It's a big soccer game. Okay. Then there was advertisement. What was the advertisement? Lady gets on, and I see the way everybody's head turns, you know. And I'm looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, it's new to me. I never watch TV or something, it's interesting. I'm looking, and I saw the face of the person. I was disgusted from it. Why? It was obvious that it was 20 pounds of cake makeup. It was clear that she just went and pasted her face with every paint, like took a paintbrush and just painted her face. Yeah. So I went over to one of the guys and I tell him, tell me something. is she considered beautiful? I mean, she considered, I say everybody turned around. So is that considered yoifi? She tells me, yeah, she's gorgeous. I go, yeah, but it's just not real. I mean, she looks like a, what do you call it? Like a, no, what I'm saying, it looks like a plastic, I don't know, like a Frankenstein. I don't know, it's like, it looked weird to me. You know, with the eyelash, I don't know, it was just weird. It was a weird, I was looking at it. I'm like, it's scared, it almost scared. I'm serious, I looked at it, I got scared. I pushed it, got scared. Right? And then I chop that the pshat is that if a person is drawn to us, to taiva, so therefore the pshat is that all the sheker and all the added becomes yoifi. But when you start thinking sichli, and you start not thinking with the taiva, you think through the mind, and you say, but it's not, you start thinking the opposite. The plain is beautiful. I mean, the natural should be beautiful. It's when a person is an ish sichli, natural, simple becomes beautiful. Loud and lavish and noisy is all because the Yetzirah makes a person want to be attracted away from the sichli. What do we call that in English? It's a when it's a decoy. It's a decoy from truth. Sheker acheng vehev la yoifim. It's a decoy for isha yiras Hashem he tesalo. When a person is moved from chaymer, he'll see beauty in real, in natural, in truth. When a person starts to think about taivas, and automatically, how many times I tell you this? All the taivas of all these magazines, it's all brushed up, it's all fake, it's all, there's no shaykhas to being real. So a guy once told me, yeah, but this is the taiva. I heard this recently from a young man, an Avrich. He asked me, yeah, but at the end of the day, good, it's fake, it's this, but that's what I've been tied before. And there's no way to argue with that. You know the only way to argue with that is? That if you're not a Bal Taiva and you're a Bal Sichli, it doesn't make sense, right? Because it's not real. But the other guy's saying, yeah, but for the Taiva, who cares if it's real? Well, it's an unbelievable Havana. I was thinking about it. It's a tremendous Havana in it.
Why? Ignorance is what?
It's ignorant. There's an ignorance. It's an ignorance, and it's a taiva. So the mail of the chavil sifaris changes based on that. What could be simple is beautiful. The big day koyin hedget was simple. This is lechavil sifaris. Abai say, I think we should take a lesson from it. That in our lives, a person thinks sichli, and he stays away from the taiva, he'll see that he has kavod and he has tifaras. It's because we think, well, I have to have the loud, the external. Yeah, look at his guy's house. Look how big and beautiful it is. Your house is nice. You can come home. What's wrong with that? Why do you need external lavish to catch the eye of the other guy? What do you need it for? You think that's beauty? It's not beauty. Beauty is toich toichin. What's inside, not what's outside. The rest is just a decoy to get your yetzahara I need, and therefore I need a nicer, and therefore I need more, and therefore I have to go further. And that. What's wrong? You know, I'll tell you the truth. When I was in Brooklyn, I had a pretty big house. Grada had a big house. Oh, it was so beautiful. It was a big house. Now I live in a tiny little apartment, can survive. It's not so bad. I don't know, it's the same thing. If you're happy, you'll be happy in both places. And you're not happy, you won't be happy in either place. One has nothing to do with the other. They say over a very nice story. There was once a person that came to a Rebbe. He told the Rebbe that he has a very big problem, that his house is too small. And there's no room, and the children, and this. He's too small, he needs a bigger house. So the Rebbe told him, do me a favor, do you have a barn in your house? You're supposed to, in the old man. There's a cat taking the cat. Bring the cat into the house. Let the kids see. Brings the cat into the house. So he tells the Rebbe after a week, it didn't get better. There's some school that if I bring the cat into the house, maybe the house will grow. He tells him, you have a chicken, bring the chicken in also. Comes back to him afterwards, says, no, it's not better. So he says, tell me something. Do you have a sheep? Bring him in.
Cow,
bring it. Kitsa comes to him at the end and he says, I can't live. But he says, now take them all out. He took them, I go, wow, so much room. Wow, it's unbelievable. Right? This is all the exciting life. The minute you start wanting more, then you need more. That's how it works. The moment you decide you need more, that's when you need more. If you don't decide you need more and you look for what's enough, then you have everything. You have enough. You have enough. The Rambam writes that what do we give the Kohen and the Levi? He's Nachlas Hashem. The Rambam, the end of Zerayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him. Says the Rambam, you think he gets extra loads of money? He says, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Masha Maspik Loi. What he needs. But he has to learn what he needs and what he really doesn't need. Sometimes we want and we think we need, but doesn't mean that we need it. The big day Kohen Hedyot was to teach a person that a person can wear white, simple clothing. It's honorable, l'chavid, we'll see first, to work, where? In the Paltrin Shomelech, in the king's palace. Tell me, you ever see a soldier in the king's palace? They're wearing gold and silver, right? The special soldiers of the queen, right? They're wearing all different jewelry. Paltu and Shalmelech, what do they be oivid? What do they work with?
Cool.
Simple, white undergarments. Big day pishtal. Simple, white undergarments, no? Melech's paltu. And the teretz is, that's called l'chavir l'sifaris, when you're lifnei Hashem, like the Chinuch says. Representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simple. It's pashut. And that is the L'chavir l'sifaris. Rabbi say, have a good week.